WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism? Isn't that like super old school philosophy for ancient dudes in togas? But trust me, this stuff is more relevant than ever. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, right? Instagram feeds overflowing with flawless lives, impossible beauty standards, and the constant pressure to hustle until we burn out. It's exhausting. So today, we're diving into something truly liberating, embracing imperfection wholeheartedly. Because here's the thing, folks, nobody's perfect. Not you, not me, not even that influencer with their seemingly perfect life. They probably have a team of people making it look that way. Trying to achieve this unattainable ideal is a recipe for stress, anxiety, and let's be real, some serious disappointment. It's like chasing after the wind, always there, yet always just out of reach. So how do we ditch the perfection obsession and actually thrive in our imperfections? That's what we're tackling today. Get ready to unlock 5 key takeaways that will change the way you view yourself, your life, and everything in between. First up, accepting imperfection doesn't mean settling for mediocrity. It means recognizing that growth is a messy, beautiful journey, filled with stumbles, setbacks, and epic wins. Think of it like learning to ride a bike. You're gonna fall a few times before you master it, but each crash becomes a lesson, right? So embrace those crashes, learn from them, dust yourself off, and get back in the saddle. Remember, progress over perfection every time. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. You know that feeling when something goes wrong, and you spiral into a vortex of what-ifs and if-onlys. It's like trying to fix a leaky faucet with a hammer, it just doesn't work. The Stoic approach is all about focusing your energy where it matters, your thoughts, actions, and reactions. You can't control external events, but you can choose how you respond to them. Third, cultivate self-compassion. Seriously, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. We're all human, we make mistakes, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up over slip-ups, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on with grace. Remember, being kind to yourself isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. Fourth, celebrate your unique strengths. You're not here to be a carbon copy of someone else. Embrace what makes you special, quirks and all. We each have our own talents, passions, and perspectives that contribute to the beautiful tapestry of humanity. So shine bright, my friends, let your light shine. Finally, remember that life is a journey, not a destination. There's no need to rush, compare yourself to others, or chase some imaginary finish line. Embrace the ups and downs, savor the little moments, and enjoy the ride. You've got this. Think about those times you've put too much pressure on yourself to be perfect. Maybe it was a presentation at work, a social gathering, or even just trying out a new recipe. How did that pressure make you feel? Probably stressed, anxious, maybe even a little paralyzed. Now, imagine approaching those situations with a more relaxed attitude, accepting that things might not go exactly as planned. You'd probably be surprised at how much easier and more enjoyable the experience would be. Remember that time you tried to bake a cake from scratch and it ended up looking like a volcanic eruption? Or maybe that first attempt at playing guitar sounded more like tortured animal noises than music? We've all been there. Those moments of epic fail can actually be incredibly valuable learning experiences. They teach us resilience, creativity, and most importantly, that it's okay to not be perfect. So, let's wrap things up. Today's episode is a reminder to embrace the beautiful messiness of life, accept your imperfections with grace, and focus on what truly matters: growth, kindness, and connection. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Accept that progress over perfection, focus on what you can control, cultivate self-compassion, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember that life is a journey. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on embracing imperfection. What are some ways you've already started incorporating this into your life? Head over to our social media pages and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends, and remember, you're amazing just as you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.